Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Very interesting comedian Byron Bowers is going to join us in studio for a mind-altering discussion. Also, we'll have the news. First, there's Geico.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
So let's get started, man. My cousin has a flip phone. Ain't that something? 2019, he still got a flip phone. Like, I tried to convince him to get a smartphone, but he's a conspiracy theorist. What the hell I want a smartphone for, huh? Government tracking me around, knowing where the hell I'm at. But they know where you at. You in prison.
Byron Bowers is on the Adam Carolla Show.
That is a funny joke.
Thank you.
Good to
Thank
see you, Byron.
How you doing?
Byron's got a special out that's not written out correctly here, I don't think. Byron Bowers, spiritual N-word, but I just have N.
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Yeah,
a.
Spiritual nigga. It's everybody asks me like how to say it. It's mostly white people. The Nazis get it correctly all the time, you know.
Yeah. They're an elocution, those people.
You know,
and
it's
an execution with the Nazis.
It's a tribute to the way that, I'm sorry for moving, but the comedy albums would come out and people didn't know who to talk to them about.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor had
all,
an album.
Well, yeah. All of them, really, they would be like these things people watch in the basement, mm-hmm. right? So I wanted to do a water cooler version of that.
It's streaming on Hulu, by the way, and also you do a fair bit of acting as well. Are you primarily think of yourself as a stand-up and actor second, or how do you balance
stand-up first, of course. I've been doing stand-up probably 17 years now.
And where'd you... Yeah.
Started in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I moved out to L.A. like 3 years in.
And L.A. ever since?
Yep.
Is... what? I've been in L.A. my whole life, so I've definitely seen the decline in L.A., but it's kind of like...
Decline as far as what, though?
Well, I mean, just like homeless and garbage and like that kind
quality
of stuff.
Quality of life.
Quality of life stuff, but...
I was a part of that that 09 sleeping in the car.
After group. The bubble burst?
Yeah, I came to L.A. at the right time because I only had like $500, and that's the perfect time to come to a city uninvited. Because people was invited to L.A. and they would come in, they'd get the best hotels and stuff, and I had to, like, you know, crawl my way out of the situation I was in.
So, have you noticed it declining in the 17 years you've been here?
Yeah, but I thought it was only because I'm in a different socioeconomic place now.
Oh, I see.
Right? So when I moved from downtown, like, we all was in a certain place when I moved to Los Feliz. Felice, and the homeless made his way up there. Mm-hmm. I was like, uh-oh. Mm. I'm confused. Like, am I moving down or are they moving up?
Well, homeless have figured out that if you're going to not pay rent or pay taxes or pay a mortgage, why not do it in a nice part of town? Like, why hang out on Skid Row when you can do it in Venice or Malibu?
I was on Laurel in Hollywood when I was sleeping in my car. And I came from Inglewood, so it was a thing. I had the same.
Oh, you'd drive in?
No, when I was sleeping on my homeboy's floor, Ron G, shout out to Ron G in Inglewood, and then I had to leave. I was like, I could live anywhere in California. Yep. So I decided to move to like that nice part of where Laurel and Hollywood meet Hollywood.
Yeah, the base of the hill.
Yeah, the base of the hill. Right. It was a nice neighborhood. Yeah. People would wake up jogging in the morning.
near the Laugh Factory if you want to go work out.
Go work out. The Coffee Bean was right there at the time. Yeah.
How long did you live in your car?
Not long, probably like 2 or 3 weeks. And then I couch surfed. I moved up. I slowly moved up in the world.
When you live in your car, even for the 3 weeks.
I went from the floor to the car, which is 4 inches off the floor, to a couch, which is like 6 inches off the floor, to a bed.
Oh, you've embraced my theory of bed height and success. And I think it's in one of my books, Chris. I can't remember. But I grew up with a mom who had a mattress on the floor. So she slept on the floor with a mattress on the floor, which, by the way, when you're making a movie and you're decorating a crack house, the prop master will say, make sure there's a mattress on the floor.
No daylight between the mattress.
No box spring, no frame, no nothing. Yep. So my theory is on the floor was bad. Getting up, 18, 22 inches means you got a box spring and a frame. Getting high enough where the dog needs a set of stairs, that's good. But you go too high, you're on a prison bunk.
Yeah, that's lofted too high.
You're loft and you have no room. There's a sweet, it's a sweet spectrum. Spot. Yeah.
Wow, I like that.
You went from the floor to the floorboards to the sofa. This is all graduating in height. And anybody, I'm telling you, you've arrived if you have a little trouble getting onto your bed drunk. That means you're a winner.
I agree.
But it stops. It stops at like 40. It stops at like 37 inches.
You should be able to get a desk under there.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, after a while, you also need storage in L.A. So you need at least a shoebox height.
That's right.
Off the ground.
You need those big, long Tupperware bins.
Uses any of those, every time there's a piece of exercise equipment, they always go, stores easily under your bed. And they show the nice looking woman folding it down and sliding. Is there a human being who's bought a treadmill that dutifully puts it under the bed after each use?
You put it under the bed and
there it shall live. That's where it lives, right?
What I like about now, we don't have nothing under the bed, which I don't like because it's a lot of dust in L.A.
Yeah.
So if you do have something, I would recommend you store it under the bed just to hold the dust at least.
You go from the car to the sofa and then you sofa surf.
I couch surf.
They call it couch surf, but it's right there with the alliteration is right there.
Maybe it's because a sofa seems nicer than a couch. You know, like a sofa seems like an upgrade to a couch.
It's just when you're coining a phrase, sofa surf.
This has come up before, by
much better than couch surf.
But sofa is like, I mean, that sounds so luxurious.
That's what I'm saying.
Sofa surfing.
Is there a difference between a couch and a sofa?
Is there a difference between a vase and a vase?
I think a couch is like rougher. Like it's the leather.
Curtains and drapery.
Let me think about that one. Yeah, I think, yeah.
I need I need my bed height chapter, and now I need to know the difference
between the bed height, but let me find
it. Do dudes even call it drapes? Drapery?
None curtains. That aren't in the interior design business.
We got to put the wrappers on that. I want to hear some drape.
Oh, drapery?
I heard a drip, because that's what they call clothes now. Drip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was gear. Is the gear over?
I mean, if you're working out, REI is called gear. But when you go somewhere nice, and it's drip. I
didn't know You got mattress height?
Sure, yeah. It's from Not Talk About Material. It's one of your tangents.
Oh,
I have a theory about mattress height and its relationship to a person's level of success. When you hit the optimal distance between the top of your mattress and your floor, then life is good. Here's how it works. If your mattress is lying directly on the floor, you're a loser. If it's on a box spring that's on the floor, you've added 7 inches, but you're probably still working at a car wash. if you add the 5 inches for a cheap metal frame, you're in better shape and probably somewhere in the middle class. Conversely, you don't want the mattress to be too high off the ground. That puts you on a makeshift loft in a bachelor apartment or a prison bunk. I became obsessed with this idea one day and went around measuring various mattresses. After exhaustive and costly research, I've determined that 30.3 inches is the target we should all strive for. That's the height of a good pillow top mattress on a nice box spring and frame.
So, Byron, this stuff has been thought of.
I mean, that's the fact that you went around measuring mattresses is like, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I do my research.
Uninvited.
I see. I'm thinking of tires when he said 33 inches. I'm like, man.
I know tire size as well.
I got a question for you then. I got a 4x4, and I got some BFs on it, 65 series? Yeah, 65 series. And I don't know how much air to put in them. Like, it's 34 PSI in them.
What kind of truck you have?
I have a Cayenne built up for overlanding, 4x4.
Oh, you go off-roading?
I bought it and went off-road, and I plan on going off-road more.
The
I also have the Carrera, but I use that just in the canyons.
You got a Porsche?
What Both, year? Right?
I got a 997 and I got a 957.
Wow. What's a 957?
That's the Cayenne.
Okay.
Second generation.
So we have our definition between couch and sofa. Okay. It'll be on the side of your tire what it wants to be in terms of PSI. But if you're doing stuff like going off-roading, you want to let some air
drop
out.
Drop it out, 30 PSI.
Not an off-road expert, but you want to drop it off a little bit, the tire pressure for off-road, and then put a little in for the highway. Sofa and couch, do we think there's a difference?
I think people think of sofa, like you said, as more luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
Comfy.
Okay. Yeah. What do we got?
All right, so couch comes from the French word couché, which is like to lie down, or a piece of furniture used for lying down that doesn't have arms.
Sure.
Sofa comes from the Arabic word sufa, which is a wooden bench covered in cushions and blankets. So so as time went on, couches became a lot more casual where you can lie down in them, whereas sofas were always meant for sitting. So you would sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still confused, but okay.
Yeah, so that makes sense for couch
I surfing. Still land on the side of alliteration and sofa surf. And by the way, you would never discern between a couch and a sofa if you're broke and needed a place to crash.
Agreed.
Right?
Could we split the difference and go the other way and call it like couch crawling?
Yeah, as long as the first two letters.
I mean, you got that's when you're drunk, landing, and you crawling over the armrest.
That's true.
Everywhere you land.
So, how long were you doing the couch surfing?
Wow, maybe 2 years or something like that.
And who were the people you were surfing?
Josh Adam Myers, Maxine Whitfield.
Need the Christian names. I just mean like these are like friends.
Oh,
or
okay.
Comedians.
I'm going through my whole memory. Like,
I want addresses.
Yeah, it was.
No, I'm just saying like friend, are these other friend, comedians
yeah,
and people
other
you meet,
other
clubs
comedians
and
stuff.
Stuff.
That's how you know you're talented when the people let you in their home in LA. You know, but yeah, it was mostly other comedians and like friends that I met.
And how do you broach it with them? Like, do you have a conversation?
Neil
at the
Brennan,
club?
Shout out to Neil Brennan. Sometimes you meet them. Like, I was doing an improv class, and I needed a place to crash, and you would ask. And another guy who couch I was surfing on, who also was surfing on the couch. We was both couch surfing together and until the eviction people came.
Oh, boy.
Because the guys who place we was in, they fled and left. So we just stayed in the place.
Smart.
This is my argument.
Park La Brea.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah.
This is my argument with the homeless people all being either insane or junkies or both. When it's not, people always go, poor people, people can't afford the high rents in LA. Yeah, but if you're sober and you're decent and your reputation is intact, even if you're from another place like Atlanta, you can befriend people, have conversations, and move along.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it helps if you're talented too. Like they see what you can do.
Yeah, they gotta believe in your ability a little bit.
Agreed.
You know what
Thank
happened to God made me think of I'll think of the I'll think of the story, which is an argument against couch surfing, which is, Max Kellerman. You know him?
Nope.
He's a boxing analyst.
Okay.
Sports guy. If you saw Max Kellerman, you'd go, oh, yeah, I know that guy. There he is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do. It do look like eight people I know.
I was going to say, he looks white dude.
He's all over. He's been on like ESPN for like 20 years.
I did not know it's a stock. It's like a stock photo
it
for white people.
Like I knew you were going to say that.
It's crazy.
It's very central casting stock photo.
He was a boxing analyst. He was one of the youngest boxing analysts ever. He would go on David Letterman as a boxing expert at like age 12.
Oh, wow.
Did not know that.
Yeah, he was a major boxing guy. Now I think Max just does all sports now, and I don't know if he's on ESPN. Anyway, he's a good dude. His brother let a guy couch surf who was an ex boxer, and then at some point, Kellerman's brother asked the guy to move it along after X amount of time on a sofa, and the guy killed him with a hammer.
Well, you lost.
So don't tell that story before you're asking.
That had me at X boxer. That means he's already out.
Yeah.
So that's a different thing than an up and coming boxer.
Right.
Oh, right. You were an up and coming comedian.
Yeah. See, that was the red flag.
You weren't an ex comedian.
Yeah, I wasn't an ex comedian. That's a different thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Those are things that jump out to me. Is like, you know, that's a dirt. Yeah. I just think of the bell curve. You're on the other side.
That's exactly
right.
The
bell curve.
So you think a lot of people believed in your talent, and if they didn't, they might not have been as gracious.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. But did they voice it? Did they go like, you're really funny, I believe in you, like, come stay? Or was it just a vibe that this guy's got it?
You know, I think it reminded me of a time, because it's a guy named Gerard Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy named Rail Battle. All these guys are executives now.
Listen, I know black people. Evidently, you don't know white people, but I know black people.
I'm from Atlanta, so.
You know who Max Kellerman is?
Look, man.
All right.
It's a lot I don't know. I just found out who some.
Show me a picture of Gerard Carmichael.
Gerard.
Sorry, screwed up. Gerard Carmichael, and I'll go, oh, yeah, that guy's a funny comedian.
Or he might be like, that's a stock.
That's
photo.
Just a that's stock right. Black person.
That's every police line of black right. person right there. I can see it, people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, there's a few of us that was on the couch at the same time, and we was like, that's our theory. Like, yeah, because we had talent.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us are, like, in a crazy better place now. Well, now, the question is, will we let somebody sleep on our couch?
I was going to ask you that.
It depends on the talent level. You know the sacrifice that we made and took to get here. So if they have that drive and dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're in Los Feliz, you're probably in a sweet house.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, I didn't even mean to say I agree. I just naturally agree.
That's right.
If you have two Porsches and a 4x.
They old, though. They're not the good ones. Can anybody say that about Porsches? They're not the good ones.
Well, what you want with a Porsche is you want a new one or an old one, but the in-between ones are the ones you don't want. Because you can get a vintage one, and that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But I have the in-between ones.
Right.
You know, 997.
The civilian motorist.
Where do you get them?
I guess anywhere, Craigslist or, you know, anywhere you can find cars that for a certain price. I flew to get both of mine. I flew to Marin County and drove it down the car in the truck because it's off-road. I got it in Utah, in Richmond County, by a guy named Judd who do adrenaline energy. He builds Unimog trucks and all these big trucks. So,
you know what a Unimog truck is?
Mm-mm.
Those are like a military. Weird European military, but also like the Department of Parks and Roads and everything would use it. And it's like this modular vehicle that could put an auger bit on it and could put a rake on it and could put a backhoe on
oh,
it.
Shit.
Like it's
yeah.
a weird.
It has a Mad Max vibe.
Yeah, but, you know, it was the times of 2020 and everybody was going outdoors.
So that's right.
He put a camper on the back of like a full studio apartment.
Oh, my God.
So where do you go off-roading?
Well, I haven't been. Only in Utah. When I bought it, I went off-road and I parked it and went to Baltimore to finish shooting a TV show.
Mm.
And I came back. I just landed back in L.A. and the show was – I mean, the car was in a car show already called Unstopped for PCA. So I'm like, oh, I'm putting this thing to work.
Did you grow up in Atlanta?
Yeah, I grew up in Atlanta. Born in Athens, Georgia, raised in Atlanta, Georgia. And really didn't have a car growing up. Every car my mom had didn't work. So I never would get – I was like, I would never get a car I couldn't work on, hence me driving older cars.
I'm not sure how old you are, but with the Athens, Georgia connection, were you a big REM fan?
No.
That's all I can think of.
But I found out about them later in B-52s.
Yeah, that's right.
I know Love Shack when it was on because that's all they played.
I'm reading here your father once abandoned you in a crack house.
Yeah, the day I found out he smoked crack, I was in the projects shooting basketball. I guess he left to go find some money or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he left me there, and that's when I realized I gotta do something.
How old are you?
Like 15. Mm. A crucial age for a young person.
Where was your mom?
My mom, I don't know. I was visiting my dad in Athens, and my mom was in Atlanta somewhere working.
And so for you, growing up, was comedy the plan? Was acting the plan, or was it just get a job?
I don't know. I followed my instincts. But I wasn't going to get a job. I was the first to graduate from college. I went to engineering school. And I was just hanging out, basically. And then people was like, you should do stand-up. But the first funny movie I remember seeing, it was Eddie Murphy was an actor. I didn't know he did stand-up. So I think it had something to do with that. And then Def Jam influenced me a lot in high school.
What was your engineering degree in?
Electrical engineering and business management.
So how did you get into that from where you grew up?
I remember taking apart, like my mom would buy stuff off the street, like TVs and shit like that, and I would take them apart. And always interested in how things are made and being creative. The first dollar I ever made was on art. Like I sold a drawing in like the fifth grade of, what's the skateboarder that was famous?
Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk. Sorry, Tony. I just bumped into Tony. But yeah, that was so.
Show a picture of him. Looks like a rando white guy to me.
You know what? Yeah, but he's like tall and slim, slim.
Still,
yeah.
He still does fit the composite of basic white.
Yeah, thing. You don't know. I didn't know that was actually Tony Hawk, like the superstar when I ran into him. But I was on mushrooms.
So technically, it's not his fault.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault. But I think just the loitering around and bouncing around throughout my life helped me transition. Because I know I didn't want to work a job.
But you're always mechanical and interested in taking stuff apart and how stuff worked, yeah. Right? Which I try to explain to people all the time. It's just a thing. Some people are that way. For many people, it doesn't make sense to them. We always try to ascribe it to something. Like, you bet your dad was a wrencher and that's where you learn. And it's like, no, most guys that are into taking stuff apart and figuring out how stuff works are just mechanical.
Well, my dad was.
God damn it.
Look, wait. My dad was in the Navy and he was in electronics also. But I didn't know. I never seen him do it. But if you show him a resistor, he could tell you the color code and break everything down. And that I know that was the schizophrenia or the.
Oh, he had schizophrenia.
Yeah.
That usually sets in when you're like 19 or something.
Yeah, early that's 20s. The crazy part.
Does his set in later?
Well, I thought it did. I thought the drugs caused his schizophrenia, but then I found out that they said he never came back home from the Navy the same.
Mm. Hmm.
And so that leaves, you know, things that I was taught up in the air.
Are your parents around?
My mom's around. My dad passed in 2019.
Mm. How old was he?
In my arms, 64.
Mm. And you shot that special in 2019, right?
I sold it in 2019, and I shot it last year.
Oh, right.
But
on.
The good news is I was able to be there at his bed,
mm-hmm.
and like he passed in my arms, and we you know got a lot of things were handled on before he crossed the.
It was cathartic. You spoke about a lot of things.
Yeah, but he couldn't respond. But I think he got it. I thought he got it.
You could see it.
I could see it in his eyes. But then I had a bad mushroom trip, and I died as him. And I saw me, and I was like, what if he thought I was diff? Because I was wearing an all-black hoodie.
Was this different than the Tony Hawk mushroom trip?
Yo, that was different. This was a hero dose. And Tony Hawk was just like, I'm finna go to the Oscars. Was it the Oscars? Yeah. And I just want to be present.
Oh, so that was like a micro dose?
Yeah, micro dose.
What is a micro
dose? That way I went walking to Oscar like, look at these fake motherfuckers in here, these Hollywood people, you know.
Right. So if you do, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Let's do a booze example.
I'm a lightweight with booze. Even though I have some now, I'm sipping it. I don't drink coffee. Shout out to Blanco Tequila and people who created it.
It's a
God bless them. God bless them.
For a guy who doesn't do much booze, it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
That's great.
All right, but hold on. Let me give you an example. Okay, and tell me if there's a mushroom, if this makes sense with mushrooms and microdosing. Okay. Right? When you would do a late night show, oftentimes there would be a bar.
Sure.
You do Bill Maher's show, and they'll have some booze bottles in little mini bottles of wine and booze and stuff. It's in your dressing room. They put it on the table, right, like next to the jerky. You don't have to look around for it.
You have to ask.
And it would be that way with Leno and The Tonight Show, and I'm sure before that, Carson. And they got the booze cart in the hall between the two dressing rooms of the people on there. Right. Yeah. So what they're saying is some people are a little better with just a shot, you know, just to knock the dust off, and you'll go out there and you won't be overcome by the moment, the lights and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Too much, you're going to get sloppy out there, and it's going to be a shit show. So is the sort of micro dosing with the mushrooms a little bit like that?
I agree. It is because if you take too much and you're in a room filled with electricity, you're going to feel that energy, and it can be a negative thing because it's not in tune with nature.
But when you microdose, how do you know how much to take?
You just go there. That is based on, like, alcohol is based on your own tolerance level. So I recommend take a little bit, wait 30 minutes, then take a little bit more.
Yeah, but do not cheat that 30 minutes because that mistake is bad. We're like, it's been 20 minutes.
And if
you
haven't eaten, it's going to kick in faster.
That's right.
So the microdosing will just kind of tune you in. Like when you're going to an event.
Yeah. Like you can't, it's hard to be angry
mm-hmm.
on shrooms unless you have a hero dose. You're going through a bad trip, which a bad trip ain't really bad because there's lessons to be learned in bad trips. So, it'll make you present. It'll make you focus. But it's sometimes hard to think on it too
because
you can't go back in your mind.
So like when you go up on stage.
Ooh, that was hard. I did it one time. I was coming off an acid trip, and I landed at this, what I thought was a show, but it was like one of those hell gigs at like this homeless shelter. And the table, the wood grain on the table was moving like witch's potion. And I performed in front of a table, like this big round table, and I'm looking at it move, and I would look up, and it's like these older like black dudes standing there mad because they wanted to watch the game.
Yeah, not super ready to laugh.
No, and I'm like, I told you, I was like, I don't know if I'm looking at my future or y'all looking at y'all past right now. But I could not think of a joke because you're in such an honest place that trying to do a setup punchline just won't work.
But can you microdose and go out?
That was a version of microdose. I was coming down.
Oh,
like I drove from the canyons.
Right.
From Topanga Canyon. So I'm definitely in a chill place.
But it's not like your thing to microdose and go on stage. You're not known for that.
No, hell no.
But going to the Oscars, it would be.
It's all good.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, I was there with my lady, you know. It was an event, you know. The only crazy part is when the slap happened, I felt it in my knees.
Oh, because you were rolling. Where were you when the slap happened? How close were you?
I was in the back. I was far away from it. And the Williams sisters were right here. And it was a group who won an award for silent. It's not a silent film, but they don't speak.
Coda.
Coda.
Coda, yeah. I'm sorry. If I offended y'all. Y'all ain't listening to this anyway. Right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure. I get confused sometimes. But yeah, I was like right behind them, and when the slap happened, it was like,
oh, they're talking to each other.
Yeah, and we didn't know whether it was real or not. And then they went to commercial break, and we went online, and it already went viral.
Yeah,
wow,
like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and you were high.
I was like in a good.
You're in a good place.
Good place, focused. Like I wouldn't consider myself high, but I could not, not, you know, I felt bad, but at the same time, I was balanced. I was like, man, I'm glad I came to this because I never watched the Oscars before. So this is my first Oscars watching too. But it did. I did feel like the first time I went to a nightclub and a shootout happened. And I was like, it'll never be the same when I go back.
The first time you went to a nightclub?
Yeah, the first time the shootout happened. Because you go to somewhere and have a good time and then like fight happened and gunshots are up. So the next time you go, it'll never be like. Your naivete is gone.
Yeah, a little PTSD. Right?
Yeah, so the next time I go to the Oscars saying I'm going to come back, that I'm like expecting some shit can go down.
During the break, because I think you're the only one we know who was there, did Chris Rock stay on stage? I think, what's his name? Denzel took him aside, or took Will aside. Do you remember, or was it just a blur? Like during that commercial break,
it was all shocking. I remember looking at the phone and Getty Images had an image, picture up, a close, beautiful photo, and I was like, "How the fuck they get this so fast?" So I was like, I was like, "Man, I can't believe that they did. They already took something so intimate and then just pushed it out there."
Yeah.
And then Will talking Will talking to Denzel, and then Chris just like. You know, saying what he said, and we still like, was that real or not?
So you couldn't tell either.
No, I couldn't tell at all. And I'm dissecting the picture. And I'm like, this got to be fake because the form of the photo.
But you heard Will from the audience be like, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you could hear it, and then we still was like, you know,
this bit sucks.
I was like, I remember hashtagging like, because they were saying Oscar so white, and I'm like, Oscar so who? You know, so it was very, very interesting night. And then, you know, we had to go to the gold party after that. And this protest outside the Oscars, did you know that?
No.
Why? Man, people there like, Jesus is saying this is abomination.
Oh, it's that. If I remember going to the something awards, I don't know, something, and it was Johnson & Johnson. So I don't know if that was affiliated.
They could have been right about Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, they own the...
There's now a protest around any group larger than 80 people.
Sure.
Like there's an event, if it's a college campus, somebody is now going to show up from some group and do something.
But these were like the repent now people.
Yeah, repent now. Jesus is the way of the Lord. And I remember rolling down my window because this is my first time. So I got to have an experience. And I was like, I just talked to God. He said, y'all on the wrong street. We on Vine. He said, go on Cahuenga. That's where the clubs are, on Cahuenga. So, and then at the after party, there was a protest outside the after party too.
Which after party was it?
The gold party, Jay-Z's party.
Oh, excuse me.
And I was like, I don't know what they were protesting about, but I was just ready to eat. You know what I mean?
Where was it?
I don't know where it was.
Okay, cool.
They have the party. I went to the whatever. I went to the whatever party.
Thought you were going to get me, didn't you?
No, I know Elton John always does it at the Pacific Design Center. Oh. And like there's a hotel.
There's the Vanity Fair party, and then there's the one, the governor's one whatever.
Oh, governor's ball. I went to that too.
Yeah, that was there. All right, let me hit.
I date a filmmaker, award-winning filmmaker, so this is not on my strength.
You're the plus one.
I'm holding the purse. I'm taking the photo.
Got it.
Smart.
Yeah, I'm like, good. I'm looking around. That's another reason I could be on a smidgen microdose because I don't have to talk to nobody.
And right.
I don't have PR like, you got to take this photo or that photo. I could stand there and hold the bag and smile.
There's a popular misnomer that guys don't like strong women or successful women. Bullshit. I'm all about strong, successful, and cash.
That's all I deal with. But, you know, it's not on purpose. I think my trauma has led me to, you know, I had a situation with my babysitter when I was 10. And ever since then, I've been attracted to leaders.
Oh, shit.
What happened with the babysitter?
This is just turning a negative to a positive. She just threw a pen down. We had sex. I got oral sex. And a lot of different things went down.
How old were you?
Like 10.
Wow.
How old was she?
Guys we don't talk about. She had to be like between 13 and 15.
And?
Gauging by the feel of everything.
Is this something you wanted to do?
It's. I don't know if I wanted to do it, but I knew how.
Oh.
Because I'm from my family. They get down. You know, my granddad and dad, they like, you know, I don't want to say they womanize, but they have, they great with the women.
Mm-hmm. Lotharios.
And my, yeah. My aunt too, she like have fun. So, yeah, it's just in our genes.
Was this...
But I knew what to do already.
You did?
Yeah.
But like just instinctually?
Yeah, like I would read, you know, we go fishing trips and they had a magazine. Got and it. Like my dad would have women,
sure,
you know,
sure,
in and out of the place.
This is
we grew
great.
Up quite differently. My dad?
His dad didn't do anything.
My dad didn't do anything.
My dad got some dope stories. I wish he, like, I had a photo album of a lot of his conquests that my grandma took the pictures out. But he took photos of
he took photos. Were they dressed?
No, they wasn't dressed.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a whole other story. But yeah.
I think my dad would have had a leaflet. I don't think it would have been like a do not disturb size thing. Turn it over. That's Nancy. There's Gertrude on the other side. Well, we're done.
One time, Pops had a lady over, and then another lady showed up at his house unannounced, knocked on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you're not supposed to do that, ladies. Mm. You know that.
Right.
And so he climbed out the window. He just finished having sex, and he put on a jogging suit, like a velour jogging suit, hot. He jumped out the window and ran full speed around the building and came to the front door and was like, hey, I just been jogging.
That's a genius.
Yeah, why don't you come back and in like an hour or something, I call you. Just let me shower and get ready and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Refractory period jog. Your dad shared that story with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was like wisdom.
Wisdom. Or sometimes when I would have company or ladies, I'd share these stories.
Mm.
But he's still a good dude, though, you know.
Sure. Doesn't have to be either or.
All right. Let me hit a quick spot here, and then we'll do some news. Good Ranchers holiday. Yeah. Well, your waist gets bigger, your wallet gets smaller. Good Ranchers wants you to save some money and some spending this year. Beef prices are estimated to increase 20% in 2023. Good Ranchers is letting you lock in the price this November when you subscribe during Black Friday savings. With my code Adam, you get exclusive Black Friday offers. You get two free 12-ounce Black Angus New York strip steaks. Inflation-proof your meat budget. Get $70 of free USDA choice steaks. And save an additional $25 on every box when you subscribe. That is at Good Ranchers. Get some good protein at Good Ranchers. Right, Dawson?
Treat yourself or someone you love to Good Ranchers' award-winning service and quality this holiday season. Remember to visit goodranchers.com/Adam or use code Adam at checkout to grab their best offer of the year. Black Angus is one of the premier Black Angus is one of the premier breeds of cattle for high-quality beef, so don't have a normal Black Friday this year. Have a Black Angus Friday with two free steaks from Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Back with Byron. We'll do some news right after this.
You're invited to the newest Corolla family get-together, Working Blue, with Adam Carolla and John Popper. We'll be in Dallas, Texas on January 20th and 21st with your chance to get up close and personal with Adam Carolla and John Popper. Live podcasts, VIP lunch events, meet and greet, comedy, and of course, music from John Popper.
If I'm doing my job, it's your asylum that breaks, because the hook brings you back.
Working Blue with Adam Carolla and John Popper. Tickets for this one-of-a-kind event will go fast, so get yours now at adamcarolla.com. Your tickets for the package include hotel rooms, tickets to a live Adam Carolla show, brunch with John and Adam, a VIP meet and greet, a special screening of the K-Rock documentary, and of course, the big event on Saturday night, Adam Carolla and John Popper at Dallas Echo Music Hall. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking, viral, weird crime, protest, politics.
Give me news with Gina Grass. The face on TMZ, Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gina, Gina Grass.
The news with Gina Grad.
Let's do a quick Leno update. He says he's in good spirits as he recovers from serious burns to his face and chest. His doctor tells reporters that the comedian's injuries are serious, but his condition is good. Leno suffered significant burns to the face and hands, as well as his chest, while working underneath a car on Saturday. He's undergone one surgery, and that was a grafting procedure. Has another one planned later this week. His doctor told Fox, currently there's elements of nerve damage. I do anticipate making a full recovery. Whether there will be remnants of this injury, still too early to tell. And the picture we're looking at is a hyperbaric chamber. That's what I did four or five sessions of after my surgery. And you literally just, and it's, from what I understand, it was made for burn victims. It was made for firefighters to go in right after.
And Michael Jackson.
That's right. It sucks, at least at first. You definitely feel it. You feel like you're going deep, deep below the sea. The pressure feels weird. It causes hypoxia?
Yeah, hypoxia. Yeah.
But you get used to it. And apparently it's supposed to really speed up the healing process.
You know Jay Byron?
I met him quite a few times. Yeah, we would come. He comes down to Malibu Kitchen on Sundays before they shut it down.
Oh,
you scared to work on cars now?
I've had mishaps, and I'm pretty sure if you do work on your cars, you will have a mishap from the drinking antifreeze to like slamming yourself in the door, cutting yourself, all type of different things.
These aren't the things. How do you drink
antifreeze? You're doing like a hose change underneath the car. But
splashback.
But you ain't got the equipment to have a pure lift, so you got it on the sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah. There's also a lot of like sucking on gas hoses to try to get the transfer pump and the stuff, the siphon, you know. Yeah.
That
like,
still happens?
Yeah.
Those days old of school. Yore. Yeah.
Old school is driving your car halfway up onto a curb so you can slide underneath the car.
Yep. Got it.
And then, like, not having proper jack stands, so just using, like, wooden blocks or something, and occasionally shit happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No goggles.
Oh my
yeah, God. Safety equipment. Yeah. That's gloves, goggles, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, we will stay on top of Jay's recovery. This is a couple days old, but we haven't talked about it. We simply must. Do you know you watch a lot? Well, he watches a lot of TMZ. You're aware of who Pete Davidson's being seen around town with?
Yeah.
Another hypercar of a woman.
Yes.
Very, very attractive. Rebounded nicely.
Emily Ratajkowski. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
The two were spotted on a date, according to a celebrity gossip account, Dumois. The eyewitness said that their hands were all over each other, clearly hooking up. Emily, if that name sounds familiar, she had her big breakthrough, sort of stardom with Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines video. Then she filed divorce from her husband, Sebastian Bear McClard, in July after he allegedly cheated. And Pete's previous girlfriends, the list just gets longer. We've got the Ariana Grandes, the Kate Beckinsales, the Kim Kardashians.
Let's not sleep on Cindy Crawford Jr.
either. Kaia Gerber.
Look, man, he's a handsome hung guy. He found a niche market.
Well, now you sound like your dad.
I mean, he's working this game.
No, I've said it 1,000 times. And the Kaia Gerber thing, I mean, your dad's essentially a Ken doll, and your mom is Cindy Crawford, and she did not disappoint. Like, so everyone kind of focused. She just looks like her mom when her mom was 19 and a half.
That's
like,
right.
I've said it 1,000 times. You just got to fuck one hottie and put it out there, and then that's it. Because chicks, they don't care. Like, women could never do that. It would never
work that way.
It would never work.
You gotta knock it out of the park though with that one.
Yeah,
once you get that Ariana Grande, you're fucking set.
Yeah.
You have a golden ticket for the rest of your life. And
you know, you can argue, oh, he's good looking, or he's not good looking, or he's funny looking, or he's right. It's, there's tons of better looking dudes, tons of worse looking dudes. You will now, it is now established. You're Dave Chappelle with smoking.
Yeah.
I shall now smoke wherever, whenever, all the time. I'm sure he's on a fucking commercial flight right now, just with two cigarettes lit, and the stewardess is walking right past him, finding some guy who, you know, is vaping in the bathroom and yelling at him.
I'm gonna tell you this as a spiritual nigga. Once you find your niche, your thing, don't worry about your weakness. You ain't gotta be the best looking person. Focus on that. If you can juggle like a motherfucker, juggle. It'll get you. You can have a wife from juggling.
Wow. Like, did Philip the Juggler get a lot of ass?
Hmm?
Did Philip the Juggler get a lot of ass?
Yeah, Philip the Juggler did get a lot of ass.
Then you're right.
But he was good looking and he could juggle.
Oh, boy.
You know what women see when they see a juggler? Somebody who can manage their crazy life.
Good point. It's a metaphor, man.
You see, we don't know because we're not aware. That's why you got to do a hero dose. Open that third eye. Maybe you too could juggle something you didn't know you could juggle.
So do
it's
a
like
bunch,
a commercial
do a bunch of mushrooms and see if I can juggle.
Not a bunch.
You know,
all you need is that one. Really, it's just like with Pete. You just need that one good trip to open you up. You don't even have to do it no more after that because you got all the knowledge you need.
Where do you get your mushrooms?
Like he's going to tell you.
Ari Shaffir was the first person.
Saw Ari last night.
I know. That's why I could tell you that. Yeah. That was the first person who got me, who took us out to a bunch of Comedy Store guys to the desert in 2014 on an Ari Shroom Fest.
That tracks.
And then from then, you just had to find a good connect.
Did anybody freak out?
Oh, yeah. It was one guy. It was one guy. And we seen it coming.
Oh, boy.
He was the only dude getting bit by mosquitoes. It's like that one person.
Drew
and then
Carey.
He's like, this is going to be bad. No, it was.
It was funny. Last conversation I had with Ari when he was going, here's what I do. And we're making fun of guys that are in their 40s and 50s with no kids and no wife. But you can organize a shroom pilgrimage to the desert with a bunch of comedians.
It's
if
awesome.
In fact, nobody with a wife and kids can pull that shit off.
No.
Can you imagine that proclamation?
6 months notice, and then everyone's going to drop out anyway.
Right.
This is like almost what? This was 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Like 2014? Is my math?
No, that's right.
And you guys went out sort of like they did in that movie, The Doors, where they just went out to the desert with Jim Morrison and everyone just tripped.
We tripped, but here's the crazy part. And this is what Ari was good at. It was a hyper moon. It was shooting stars, and the Milky Way was right in the center of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen it there since. So it was one of those rare times. It was just the time to do.
What desert did you go to?
Joshua Tree, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go to Joshua Tree. That was probably mid-September, I'm guessing, with the torrid meteor shower and the big moon, because I've done that a few times.
And we was at the Rock and Glass House. We was at a certain house that was made by artists, made out of love. So,
do mushrooms give you the munchies? What's the eating like with the mushrooms?
I couldn't eat on it. I could definitely anything processed. I had to have like real like grapes and real like fruit and like meat that was just cooked.
A McRib would have been freaky.
Oh, it would have been bad. Yeah. So, and I remember eating an orange and I was like, man, I'm eating this orange like I'm the first guy that ever tasted an orange.
Right.
For the first time in history. That's what it is. Because you're so present to what you're feeling and what you're eating at the time and the way it nourishes and hits your body, you like, man, the universe created it. How the fuck the universe get this formula right to create this orange? You're just like in tune with this thing.
I think the world would be a better place if people did some shrooms once in a while.
Once in a while.
But I don't have faith, Adam, that you would do shrooms and have that experience. You'd be like, you know what the problem with oranges is?
I can go there. I mean, I would tend to break things and societal things apart. You know,
well, you do that, yeah.
The first time I got high on mushrooms, I saw the Lee Press-On fingernail commercial, which was it was a thing.
We've
talked about it, but it's like women simulating bloody claws, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and why that's a societal thing and then why that's attractive. But then the next commercial that came on the TV was a monster truck jam, and it was like giant monster trucks smashing smaller trucks, and the crowd was like cheering, and I was like,
barbaric.
Yeah, you can't
we love trucks. We love the idea of big trucks smashing little trucks.
That was the thing. That's why I said you have to be in nature. You cannot be
it's better
with TV because everything is against that. Everything man has created is against nature.
Yes.
And you will feel and see that. Now, you seeing patterns, right? If you're a car guy, you could look at something and tell how it works.
Right.
Or you, like when you walk in a building, I'm like, oh, this is how the beams are. These are the tiles and all that. So it will help you pick apart society, the world, and mankind on different wavelengths. Mm. And you can see why we go to war and why the stock market do what it does and how we became the for better, for worse, who we are.
Damn.
Yeah.
Anybody else out in the desert with you and Ari?
It was like 14 of us.
Wow.
Was it all dudes?
It was all dudes. And everybody's walking and doing their own thing. And I remember Ari asking me, do you need anything? And I was like, I am everything. I don't need nothing. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, I know what it's like to eat, so I'm not hungry. I cannot urinate right now, you know? I couldn't step on grass or anything like that because I felt like the God part of me created that grass. Wow. And if I stepped on it, I was killing the grass.
You definitely had, like, an ayahuasca vibe.
Like, yeah, I had a spiritual, like, seeing the sacred geometric patterns and stuff like that. Feeling like I landed, crash landed on Earth, and the mechanics of my body being like a suit and feeling like a spirit in a body. And getting used to the air, feeling like air go in my lungs and like processing that and coming out and saying, once we colonize this place, we're going to, I think I found a place where we could like live. I had that whole experience.
Wow.
Okay.
I felt high just listening to that.
Yeah. New idea. Ari Shaffir takes us out and we do that, but it's a live remote and we'll have our mics on.
I would go
probably
for that.
Probably not the same Ari, though.
Really?
No.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's probably not the same Ari from 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
We saw him last night. That version will do.
Okay.
All right, Gina, let's bring it home. I got
you
a heart out.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad. That's the news.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, Byron Bowers, you got to come back because I feel...
Ugh.
Feel high.
Thank you. Just doing my job.
Byron Bowers, Spiritual N-Word, streaming now on Hulu. And live dates, you can go to ByronBowersLive.com for all the live dates. David Fenton, The Activist Media Handbook, is available where you buy finer books. I'm going to be at the Rialto Theater December 15th in Tucson and then off four shows in Tempe at the Tempe Improv. Just go to AdamCarolla.com for all my live shows. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla. For David Fenton and Byron Bowers and Gina Grad, saying mahalo.
Make sure you get your copy of Adam's new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. It's available everywhere finer books are sold. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Get your tickets to see the Ace Man. Get them right now at AdamCarolla.com.
You own, you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.